Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, Rebecca, hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for putting down your banana bong. All right, so Rebecca, as always, we ask the co-host a question at the top of the show, and here's your question. Do you think you could beat me up? Again, this question was originally for Gordon Baker Bone, who's not here, but it's still appropriate with Rebecca because
she's okay, scrappy. I think that I have a running shot if you don't have your glasses on. That's it. You can't see where I'm coming from.
And
maybe
someone's just spun me around and I'm dizzy and it's dark. I don't know.
Exactly.
Good point, though. I mean, maybe if I don't have my glasses on, especially if we're in a big area, if we're like in a big dark area outside and you could just like run back and forth.
You're like,
and
like gorilla fight you.
Yeah, it was like something
ninja style.
Yeah, exactly. I probably right. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly and all social media at unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Rebecca Trent. Thank you for being at the show, Rebecca.
Thank you.
All right. It's time to get this potty farted, right?
Yeah.
We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody, put your hands together for Sue Teal. Welcome to
the
show.
Yay! Hi.
Hi. Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
You're on the move. In the car.
I'm being driven like a boss.
Nice. Way to go. Congrats on being driven while the rest
Thank
of us
you.
Are not. We also have wonderful studio audience today. We have Jesse Martin and Raj Suresh. Welcome.
Hey, hey.
All right, Sue, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many answers you get, at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show.
Awesome.
Great.
I'm excited.
Well, let's start out with question number one. Question number one, what would your wrestling name be?
Maple Chow.
Maple Chow. Why is that? Why?
I've thought about this before because I wanted to be a wrestler before. Because I'm sticky sweet. I'm kind of like Martha Stewart, but not Maple Chow. It just is.
Sticky sweet, kind of like Martha Stewart. So you thought about this because you wanted to be a wrestler at some point?
Yeah, like WWF, you know, Triple H. <I'm so embarrassed.
laughs> Can you name five wrestlers?
Triple H, Mike Foley, The Undertaker.
These are like from like 1980.
So I should say only left wrestling.
Hulk Hogan.
Just all the greats.
Randy Savage.
Oh my God.
All right. Good stuff. All right. I'm going to give you a bell.
Is it Chow like Chow or Chao?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Definitely. Got like you're eating chow. A dog chow. Yeah.
What's your gimmick? I mean, are you like a Canadian wrestler? You come in, you're like, hey, I'm going to stomp you into the earth, eh? Or like,
no,
you just pour maple syrup?
I'm just an Asian food group.
Oh, you don't have like a waffle iron that you beat the shit out of people with?
That would be weird. I have a badminton racket for that.
I'm so confused about maple being an Asian food group. Is that an
it's
Asian
not.
Food? Oh, okay. Well, then that's why I was confused, probably.
You're just
maple syrup, it's sticky. I don't know.
So it is time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
Oh, I am a lot. I build websites for the University of Texas at Austin. Mm-hmm. And on the side, I run events like food festivals, anime conventions, whatever anybody wants.
Right on. Okay.
I just need running shit done.
Running events, getting shit done. Love it.
Yep.
All right. Well, it is time for question number two. Here we go. Do you have any stuffed animals?
Way too many.
You do? You have a bunch of stuffed animals? Like describe them, and what's your favorite?
My favorite is my toast. He's a happy toast and a sad toast. And then I also have my giant Hello Kitty. I have my giant pig. I have my giant dog.
When you say giant, what do you mean?
Like, you know, like pig size, maybe like a hog.
So you have a life.
Here's my toast.
Wait, what's the difference between a pig and a hog?
Tusk.
I don't know what the difference is.
About 400 pounds.
I mean, they're faster. You know, I can
about
sit on it.
Stone?
It's like holding a fat baby.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a life size stuffed pig.
I wish I had a life size stuffed pig. I do have a Snorlax, a giant Snorlax.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah.
I use it as a bag.
That's sick.
That is giant.
What did you say?
And then I have a baby Snorlax that I use as a pillow on the Snorlax. It's a Snorlax inception.
Have you always been really into stuffed animals, like since you were a kid, or did something happen?
So I have. I grew up really sheltered, so my mom didn't let me have a lot of toys. Like teddy bears and plush animals from the Winn-Dixie next door was pretty much the only thing I ever got. So I kind of became obsessed with collecting really big stuffed animals or like unique one items, because I was allowed to have one or two big toys in my house. So when I became an adult and I had money, I just bought a bunch of crap. Like the Snorlax was like a $400 stuffed animal. Don't know why I need it. It's a beanbag in my house now.
Right. That's quite a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Wow. There's a picture of me holding it where I can't even quite pick it up. It's bigger than me standing up straight.
Amazing. I did not know this was going to be the answer, and I like it. All right. It is now time for question number three. Question number three. Could you survive a bear attack?
Who do I think would survive a bear attack?
No, I said, could you survive a bear attack?
Oh, me? No. They would smell my fear from like a million miles away and eat me.
If you knew a bear was coming, you still don't think you could survive?
I would freeze in fear, and then it would still eat me.
You'd freeze in fear.
I'm willing to just give my life up to the bear, really.
Why?
Because I like animals.
They don't
she
seem to
can
like
eat because she tried to pet the damn thing.
My girlfriend asked me this.
The way
same
I
question.
Figure, you know, like the person who stole my Lunchable out of the refrigerator, if the bear really wanted to eat me, he might really, really need me. Maybe he's there to feed his bear kids or something like that. Like, I could be feeding his bear family.
Oh, why don't you just walk out into the woods right now? Just to, you know.
Just to help him out.
Damn, what were you saying, Raj?
Oh, my girlfriend asked me the same question, and then she showed me an Instagram post that was like 8 out of 10 guys or something. The majority of guys think they can survive a bear attack.
Oh.
And she asked me asked me the same question, and before I knew that, I go, well, what kind of bear is it? Dumbest answer.
What?
They're all bigger than me.
Yeah, no.
I could survive a koala bear attack.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I hear there's some bears you can fight, but
yeah, I could survive a panda bear attack, maybe.
Or a gummy bear attack.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you have too many edibles.
That sounds sticky as well.
All right,
sounds like a job for Mabel Chow.
I'm gonna say Belle, because I thought it was like very honest and straightforward. So there you go. Everybody, it's time to go to commercial. So we're gonna do that right now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that commercial that Rebecca sighed through. And we're back. It is now time for question number four. Question number four. On a scale of 1 to 10, how in shape are you?
Is 10 the best or 1 the best?
It's up to you. What would you prefer? 10 being the best or 1 being the best?
I'm going to give myself a 6.4.
You didn't say which one was the best. Which one is the best?
I guess the number one would be the best.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, then the 6.4. Okay. So
you said 6.47?
Yeah, 6.47.
I'll be specific.
So if one is the best, then 7 is very near the worst.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's like getting a 30 on the test.
I'm really great. I'm a 1. Physically, I'm a 6.47.
All right. Okay. 6.47. This is a hard to judge one because I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting, so I'm just going to say no bell for a safe measure.
I think I would. I feel like I'd give myself like a 3.14 because I've been eating a ton of pie recently. I've just been slowly getting larger.
Oh, but you're switching. Yeah, you're switching the 1 and the 10. Yeah, you're switching like which is the best backwards. In this case.
Okay. Well, whatever the opposite end of it is. Then.
So he's an 8.7 is what he's saying then.
Yeah, something to that. Well,
yeah, I'm just going to give myself a 5 just, you know, to be safe. Either way.
I'm right in the middle.
Yes. It is now time for question number 5. Question number 5. Tell me your heart's desire.
To be a man.
What? Really?
Well, let me actually clarify. I really just want to do the windmill thing with my penis that I see the elephants do. I just want to live one day as a man just so I can whip my penis around. I also want a pee standing on the train like a dude. I really just want a penis for a day.
All right, so I mean that's different. So you want a penis. So your heart's desire is that you want a penis for a day, so you can do all the just pee standing up and whip it around in a circle like a helicopter.
I thought she was coming out and we were having this incredibly significant moment, but what you actually want to do is just play with your dick for a day.
No, I just want to do that little elephant nose thing you see in the videos. Yeah, I want to do that with my wiener.
All what's right, the elephant nose thing? What's the elephant nose thing that you see in the video?
He's helicoptering his trunk.
When the baby elephants
discover
their trunks for the first time. There's whip them around.
Yeah, but you can't do that in a cold room, usually.
Do you guys do that with your penises?
Only when you come out of the sauna or the shower, then you can sort of I mean, well, not all
learning,
of us.
We're learning a lot about the size of Jesse's penis.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, thought to do that. I do know that, my mom and my grandma told me when I was a kid.
You've never flossed your dick?
I don't think I've ever helicoptered it. No,
I helicoptered at my wife today.
Yeah, you have to. That's part of marriage law.
Part of the arrangement.
You are supposed to flop your freshly cleaned wiener at your wife. I think that's one of the oldest jokes. They found it on a tablet written in cuneiform.
Never mind. So, you know what? I'm going to say Belle, because your heart's desire led to some interesting conversation. So, Belle.
I wouldn't be an Asian elephant. I'd be a black one.
Obviously. Wait, are you not even an elephant? You're not even an elephant in this scenario. You're not an elephant.
You're supposed to be a boy, not an elephant. What's wrong?
You're not an elephant.
Wait, are you saying you want your penis? You want to have a penis, and you want that penis to be an elephant's trunk, but not an Asian elephant's trunk, a black
Jesse, you're confusing
the
material,
Jesse.
I think
that is what she, in fact, just said.
No, that's not right. Don't gaslight me. She just said she wants the elephant trunk or dick, and then she just started talking about
elephants.
Excuse
me. All right, I just want to make sure. Sue, do you want to have an elephant's nose as your penis? Is that what you said?
Nose-sized-length penis.
All right. Okay. So Sue says no. Sue says no. All right. Okay, Jesse.
I was completely wrong. I was out of pocket. I'm
Jesse.
Right, that's what I heard too, Jesse.
Thank you.
Listen, we're trying to get to question number six, Jesse. I hope you don't mind.
I'm so sorry.
It's time for question number six. Question number six. How can I improve this show?
Ooh.
Have more Asians on it.
Why? How would that improve the show?
Because everyone's life is better with an Asian in it.
Technically, I'm Asian, but I don't feel like I'm given credit.
So how many do I have to have?
More than half.
Oh, so all close. Right.
I'm going to say no bell.
I would say up it from $5 to $10.
What are you talking? We didn't even ask whether or not she gets $5 yet, Raj. You're jumping the gun.
I'm just saying. No,
he's saying that's what the suggestion is.
Oh, what's saying? Your answer. I get it. I'm sorry. Got it. All right. Raj was answering. I didn't understand what was happening. I get you say up the amount of money.
Right.
Like $1,000.
Yeah.
$5 to $10. All right. Well, but no bell for Sue's answer. And of course, no bell for Raj's because he's not the contestant. All right. So you answered all six questions. That was wonderful, Sue. Thank you. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Usually on the planet Earth, based in Austin. You can find me wandering around the street or anime conventions. Other than that, I'm on Instagram, just like every other weirdo on the entire planet, but nope.
Would you like to advertise your business in any way?
Can I advertise my dog?
You can do whatever you want.
So my dog's name is Cooper _
oh my god
_dog. He is a convention dog. He'll be going to 288 conventions a year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
So he's famous. Follow my dog. Wow. He's cooler than me.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Okay. Now, all right. It is time to find out whether or not you get $5. As always, we canvass the room. Let's start with you, Rebecca. What do you think? Should Sue get $5 for her appearance on the show?
You know, I was going to say yes until she showed us the dog at the end. I have to say no now because we could have been hanging out with that dog this whole time and she just showed it at the very end.
Oh.
So no $5. You held the dog out on us. No.
All right.
It's just because he's such a hoe. He tries to take all the energy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, never perform with dogs or kids or whatever they say.
Right.
What do you think, Jesse? Should Sue get $5 for her appearance on the show?
I'm really torn because I'm loving the dog and I want to throw some money that dog's way. And I know I can tell that the love and the warmth in her heart, she's going to spend some of that $5 on that dog. But a badminton racket? Like, that's Maple Chow's fucking gimmick? You're going to come in there... And you're just not even going
to
do anything with syrup or waffles?
I'm about to go dog on your ass with my badminton racket.
I'm not saying a badminton racket is a bad idea. I was hoping Maple Chow, you'd have the name in your pocket. I was hoping for some sort of breakfast-themed wrestler. And so for that reason, I cannot give you the $5. I'm so sorry.
Huh. Well, he's even speaking as if he controls the $5. But so he's very
good. He's gonna Venmo me afterwards.
And Raj, what do you think? Should Sue get $5 for her appearance on the show?
I think so because it's going to be incredibly expensive to attach an elephant's trunk on as a penis at some point. So $5 towards that GoFundMe.
All right. Okay. Well, let's hear from our producer, Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Sue get $5 for her appearance on the show?
I am aware of how much those giant stuffed animals cost. And so, yes, she should get the $5 so she can get another giant stuffed animal.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
All right. So we've heard from everybody. So the last person to ask is you, Sue. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Absolutely. If it helps with my elephant penis transplant, anything.
All right. Okay. I'm going to agree with you. All right. Congratulations. You win $5 for being on the show. Great job. Thank you for being a contestant. We just have to wrap this episode up. Rebecca, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that they let dogs go to conventions. I had no idea. 280 plus conventions a year? That's incredible.
You didn't know that dogs go to... What? People dress up their dogs.
I didn't know that you could take a dog to like ever like that you could do that with like a pet. It'd be cool if I could do that with my cat.
Oh.
Well, I don't really go to conventions.
Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly and all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.